As promised, we're joined right now by a Pac-12 lead football analyst. He is a filmmaker. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is host of The It Factory. His latest book, Five Star QB, is out right now. Good friend of the program. He is Yogi Roth. Yogi, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, man. Fired up to talk to you. I mean, football season is here. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you for making the time. Football season is here. In fact, I want to talk to you about the upcoming season. I want to talk to you, Yogi, about your new book. But as somebody who loves college football and loves the Pac-12, can you take me through your emotions when the news first broke that USC and UCLA were planning to leave for the Big Ten?
Oh, yeah. I think all of us in sports, definitely on the West Coast, will remember where we were forever on that moment when the news broke. I was interviewing Kimberly Stroud, C.J. Stroud's mom, and Craig Young, Bryce Young, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner's father, in front of 20-some parents at the Elite 11. And as I'm interviewing them, I'm seeing my phone just light up. And you know how it is, you're doing interviews, you're not trying to take time away from that and look at your phone. But I got nervous. I was like, are my kids okay? Is my wife all right? Why is it exploding the way that it was? And then, of course, I glanced down and saw the news that was rumored, and then a couple hours later it was confirmed. So I think I went through, the stages of grief like anybody does, right? You're angry, you're frustrated, you're sad. All of those things I felt over the course of, throughout that weekend. I was disappointed, shocked. And then, when I kind of came to and talked to enough ADs and kind of the dust settled, because it seemed as though we were just waiting for something else to happen. Another school, another two schools, more schools to leave. Once that settled down, every AD I've talked to, and our commissioner, George Kliavkov, and the people that, are in charge of the Pac-12, I just felt like, we're going to emerge. And that was kind of the theme over the course of those following weeks. And then we got into media days, which you saw a couple weeks ago. And I feel that way now. 10 schools aren't going to quit football and roll it up because two left. They're going to keep competing and continue to pump out a bunch of players. And, I think it allowed us to step back, reflect, and say, our league has done really well. We're always third pretty much behind those other two conferences with NFL players. We're going to be able to compete to get to the playoff. That's going to expand. We all know that. So every high school athlete who's got their dreams of playing at the next stage and on a big stage in college is still going to be able to do that in this conference. But, yeah, it was a crazy couple of days for sure.
Yogi Roth is joining us. So, Yogi, when you talk about those two conferences, as an example, Mac Brown was on the show yesterday. He said that moving to a pair of mega conferences and then something like a 16-team playoff feels like it's actually the NFL. Now, I know that you're all about celebrating the players, their stories in the game, but overall, as you step back, what does the future of college football look like to you, and are you concerned?
Well, I listened to that conversation, man, and we had our weekly staff meeting at the Pac-12 this morning right before this interview, and I shared something that Max said that really stuck with me, which, as you know, but just to say it again, was college football is about two things. It's about the players and the fans, and I love that because it is, and here's what I know to be the reality. I know that the NFL is not adding more teams, and I know the percentage of players going to the NFL is going to remain at less than 3% per team. But the players remain at 100% in terms of they all think they're going to the league. So what do we have to do? We have to develop them. We have to develop them to actually care about a degree. And we can't become, in my opinion, the NFL where it's all about ball all the time. And if we do, then it's just going to become a professional model. And that means players are going to get cut. They are going to not have credits transferred. They're not going to have a degree. And the numbers around the NFL aren't going to change. Right? I see the best players every year. Every year in high school football, I've seen it for almost 20 years now, they're not getting dramatically better. It's not like, 2X or 3X players I think could go to the NFL. It's pretty much the same. See a bunch of really talented guys, and then based on where they go and if they develop and how much they love the craft, depends on so many different factors, and that will allow them to either make it to the next level or not. But at the end of the day, their career is going to last 2.5-3 years, and they're going to fall back on something. And I don't really I don't like the model that is often being talked about, which is the pro model, only super conferences, because I think we forget that there's still 18, 19, 20. And I say that even coming off of being at SC for their media day a week and a half ago. I'm calling their opener on the Pac-12 networks. That I heard Jordan Addison say a quote, which went around the world in college football, which is, it's a business. Right? He's a transfer from Pitt, the reigning Biletnikoff Award winner. We've seen Caleb Williams be talked about in all of his NIL deals. And I think those things are awesome. But what college doesn't have, they don't have any veterans that have been through that. Right? All these young men are still 18, 19, 20. They're still developing, right? Their brains are still developing at the same pace, whether NIL is there or not there, Super Conference is there or not there. So I think there's a lot of things that are going to be a part of college football moving forward that none of us are anticipating, that I don't think are necessarily great benefits to the players, because no matter whether it's two Super Conferences or five Power Five leagues, the dreams of players can still be achieved, which is, can I get a degree? Can I make it to the league? And how can I make money off my own name, image, and likeness? Those things are still reality. But I think right now, when we look at where the world's going, which is so much money, all the media rights, it's not a great place for the game, which is why now, heading into the season, I'm like tripling down, bro, on the stories and the exos of the game. Like, that's what I'm going to talk about, because I think over the last 2 months, everybody's become a media rights expert, and I'm not that. I'm a football expert, and that's where my heart and head is going to go.
Really, really interesting stuff. Yogi Roth is joining us. So, Yogi, before I let you go, you work with elite young quarterbacks. You have quite literally written a book on them called Five-Star QB. The book is out right now. How would you describe a five-star quarterback? What are the attributes that they have to have?
It's a fascinating question. So, three years ago, after the Elite 11, a friend of mine, Joey Roberts, who runs personnel at the Elite 11, and I were sitting down, and we said, man, we're getting the same questions asked of us from the same five-star quarterbacks and five-star parents. And I've done it for almost 20 years. He was on, you know, year 15, I think. And we said, we got to do something about it. We said, yeah, we got to give him advice, but we can't be on the phone all day. So let's create a book that can serve as a tribe of mentors for everybody going through this journey, whether you're a walk-on like I was, or five-star Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Will Greer. I mean, there's Josh Rosen. The list goes on and on. And we said, okay, let's go do it. So the first thing, of course, is to dive into what does it even mean? And when you look at the history of rankings, which began in my year coming out of high school, which was 2000, so for the last 22 years, it's been loosely defined as a franchise player. I mean, you can change a franchise. And when you look at the history of 134 quarterbacks who've been named five-star quarterback by somebody outside of themselves, only one has won a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback and changed the franchise. And it was Matthew Stafford, year 13, team two. So the definition of five-star QB, to me, is dramatically inaccurate in terms of this guy has to change a franchise. And the reason we wrote the book was to dive into that and get into the nuts and bolts and ask these players. We interviewed over 50 quarterbacks, 54 to be exact, who went through the journey. And so, hey, what was it like the day you found out you were a five-star quarterback? And Ryan Perlew was awesome from LSU. He goes, I was on my farm in Louisiana, and somebody said, hey, you're one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game. And I said, well, I didn't ask for that. And then all of a sudden, the expectations went through the roof. And quarterbacks were fighting to meet those expectations time and time again and never met it. If you look at the NFL draft, out of those 134 players, only 10 were drafted in the top 10. And they were all, like, absolute beasts. So a lot of them were quote-unquote misses. And the reason we wrote the book was to remind people that when given that label, five-star quarterback, if you don't meet somebody else's expectation or somebody else's definition of you, you didn't fail. So go through the process, and here's some tools to handle on your visit if you want to transfer, how to deal with women on campus, how to deal with money in NIL, how to deal with your own parents, how to deal with transferring twice. We tried to overturn every stone in the process of recruiting, and then we laid in advice from 40 ambassadors, Pete Carroll, David Shaw, Chip Kelly, Dan Lanning, Ryan Day, all the guys that I immensely respect around the game, to just help out on this journey. Because one thing remains true, man. Five-star QBs, none of them asked for the label. But they all got it put on them, and very few, you could argue one of them, lived up to that label defined by recruiting services. And I just don't think that's accurate. I think a lot of these guys who are now husbands and fathers and successful in their professional endeavors aren't busts. Maybe they just didn't play in the NFL for a decade, win a Super Bowl. So I don't know how I would define it. I would probably get rid of the entire phrase. I think it's nice. I think it's cool. It's popular. We all blow it up and love it, but it really doesn't mean anything, right? That hype we've seen forever, it never necessarily translates exactly, very rarely translates exactly to what people think a five-star quarterback can be. And only the only thing it does is hamper the player. And I think that's also the road as we got into, you know, Super Conference, et cetera. I don't know if all these expectations, all this hype, and all the things associated with it are going to be great for the players. I think letting them play, develop, grow, and then thrive is much better than showing up on campus and being forced into playing because you were a big-name recruit.
It is such good content. It is such a good read. His latest book, Five-Star QB, is out right now. Yogi Roth, Pac-12 lead football analyst, a filmmaker, and a New York Times bestselling author, joining us once again. Yogi, it's so good to have you back. Congrats on the book. I think it's fascinating. It's always great to have you on the show. Yogi, thank you so much.
Thanks, bro. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.
You too. Lots of love. What a great read. Such a great read. Very, very well researched. Excellent, excellent information and content.